Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The International Polar Year, IPY, is a two-year research project in the Arctic and Antarctic, engaging hundreds of scientists from over 60 nations in multidisciplinary investigations of all aspects of the fragile polar ecosystem. Unlike many such endeavors, however, IPY has expanded its focus to include the human element, both the humans who live in some parts of the region, but also the interconnectivity between polar systems and human well-being. Thus, these IPY projects extend beyond hard science into such fields as public health, social networking, anthropology, and ethnography. For example, the Arctic Human Health Initiative, advancing the joint research agenda of the Arctic Council, aims to increase awareness of health concerns of Arctic peoples by fostering human health research and promoting health protection strategies for Arctic residents. Another project is the Arctic Reindeer Herders Vulnerability Network Study, an interdisciplinary and intercultural assessment of the vulnerability of reindeer herding to change in key aspects of the natural and human environments. And yet another project is designed to engage young researchers in the study of permafrost, the highly complex and vulnerable type of ecosystem that is unique to the poles. In its first phase, more than 300 young researchers from 31 countries joined the network, which is now the largest young researcher-driven network in the field of spherospheric science. IPY also embraces the arts. The Polar Artists Group is developing an international network of artists who focus on the polar region. Their creative output and images will be collected into a searchable database for easy access by galleries, museums, media, and scientists who want visuals to support their research or exhibitions. Through IPY, artists and scientists are working together in artist-in-residence opportunities, international exhibitions, and conservation efforts, and are producing some spectacular images, art forms, and installations inspired by the natural structures and indisputable beauty of ice formations and the polar landscape. Perhaps the most unexpected revelation of human interest may be found in issues of governance. Recently, the Russians planted a flag on the Arctic floor, laying a territorial claim and raising complex issues of natural resource exploitation, free passage of submarines, and other questions of ownership. The claim was immediately disputed by the United States and other nations. The underlying point here is that the polar ecosystem holds enormous implication for human use and matters of jurisdiction, which must be addressed in the context of unique characteristics, contribution to well-being of all individuals and nations, and the need for constant study and effective protection. The International Polar Year has also introduced an aggressive information and educational element to its agenda. Unlike other such research-based initiatives, it has presented itself via the Internet to the general public as accessible science and has organized innumerable education activities, curricula, and outreach programs connecting IPY science in the field with classrooms around the world. The World Ocean Observatory has played a key role to that end as a communications partner, conducting live interviews with researchers on site for presentation through a series of interactive science days for teachers and students in Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, and India. This web-based technology establishes a new and highly efficient means to communicate the content and excitement of science to young people worldwide. Thus, IPY serves as a model collaboration in the pursuit of knowledge and its presentation beyond conventional methods of teaching and learning. It will come to an end in March 2009, but will endure as a major contributor to our understanding of many new aspects of polar science, as well as an energetic initiative toward greater public awareness of the value these distant lands and sea hold for us all. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.